Welcome back to Happy Brain. My name is Sean Block. This is a podcast that explores the lighter side of mental health, and we share tips and techniques to make your brain happier. I am excited to share with you an episode that has to do with a couple of things. One, really, it has to do with habit stacking and using habits. But the main thing I want to talk about today is how I use that to improve my mood using food as the driver. I'll explain that in a second. I wanted to start off with thanking one of our listeners who wrote in. She said, Sean is down to earth and willing to try new things and report back with results. Well, today, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to report back results of a weight loss journey, not just a weight loss journey, but a mental health food journey to see if eating better, and I'll share that more about in a second, eating better could actually improve my mood. So I was having kind of a rough period, struggling, just kind of feeling a little off. And one of the things that has helped me in the past is doing a program that reduces the amount of sugar I'm eating and focuses on eating whole foods. You know, we don't need to, common sense stuff, right? Foods, vegetables, fruits, all these good things that we know help. And so I followed a program. I followed one called Whole 30, mainly so I can focus on reducing the sugar. It's a program I've done before and it worked. So one of the things I wanted to talk about today is in habits, if you lose a habit or you forget a habit or you stop doing a habit, one of the ways to build a new habit is to, one technique is to rely on something that's worked before to get back into it. You're familiar with it. Your body knows it. You probably have experience saying to yourself, hey, that was really good. It worked at one point, but you slip. And with my weight and eating, I slipped. So I was at a point a couple years ago, I was feeling good. I was at kind of a weight I wanted to. I was feeling, more energized. And then over a period of time, slowly it slipped away. I lost some of those great habits of eating a little bit more healthy. So I had a podcast guest named Kevin Palmieri, and he talked about habit stacking. I urge you to go back and listen to that episode because it made a big difference to me. But one of the things is to build on habits that you have already. And then from there, you can add a new habit, et cetera, et cetera. So what I did is one of the habits that I've been doing and continuing is journaling. And journaling has been a big part of my routine in the morning. And I have been doing some kind of morning routine, not always everything, like not always a big full program so to speak, but doing some kind of morning routines, focusing on some kind of self-care in the morning. Okay. So follow me here. So I've been doing journaling. Okay. In that journaling, I kept writing, dude, you need to like step up your game. You're not feeling the best you can feel right now. Your weight is way up and you know how to do things to eat healthier and to feel better. Why aren't you doing them? It's like talking to myself. So what did I do? I said, okay, let's do something that worked before. And as I mentioned just a minute ago, I did a program called Whole 30. Now, I'm not a nutritionist and I'm definitely not recommending any particular type of program, but here's the things I loved about the whole food program. It focuses on eating whole food, nutrient dense food, eliminating sugars, dairy, and for a time being, you eliminate legumes and grains. And throughout this experience, I was trying to judge and figure out if that was helping my mental health, if that was significantly influencing my mental well-being. So I jumped right into the program. I won't get into the whole program. You can read about it and I can link it. But basically, it's for 30 days, you eliminate foods that are processed, added foods, added sugar, alcohol. Okay. Yeah, you got to get rid of the alcohol and basically eat a certain type of, certain healthier foods. The goal is to actually reduce the sugar in your life, kind of get over that craving And then also to kind of eliminate different things and then slowly put them back to determine things like, hey, does dairy upset my stomach? If I eat beans and legumes, do I feel sluggish? Things like that. So I followed the program for 30 days. And as I went through the journey, about maybe 2 or 3 weeks into it, I really started to notice my mood change. My journal entries are a little bit lighter, more positive. I could just tell by just tracking my mood that I was feeling better. All right. So I was curious, as I'm starting to feel better, I'm starting to research this more. Okay, why does eating better really help your mood? And really, consuming whole foods and reducing added sugars, it really helps to stabilize the blood sugar levels. And my doctor once said to me, Sean, eating a lot of bread and a lot of cookies, which I love, and things like that, it just fluctuates your sugar level and really can improve affect your mood. The swings in the blood sugar can really, really affect your mood. And I always kind of remember that. And I've always kind of kept that in mind. I've had a pretty okay diet. Like I haven't had tons of cookies and ice cream, but definitely my share, right? So by focusing now on less sugar, and I mentioned nutrient-dense foods, vegetables, lean proteins, our body gets a steady source of energy to promote our stable moods and have greater clarity. So it also encouraged me to incorporate things like more omega-3 fatty acids, okay, like fatty fish and nuts. I have to admit, I haven't eaten tons of fish, but I added some salmon and some tuna in my diet, and it says nuts. Oh my God, I'm nuts for nuts. Nuts for nuts. So these are like essential fats, and they've been shown to have positive effects on brain health and can definitely reduce symptoms of depression and anxiety. And I can attest to that. But it's not just about what we eat, it's what we avoid. And as I mentioned, for a 30-day period, I eliminated dairy, legumes, grains, and I definitely experienced a reduction in bloating and digestive discomfort. Yes, everything was running a little smoother, so to speak, but I definitely felt the less bloating, and that really was kind of noticeable on me. And sometimes those foods can cause bloating and digestive discomfort, but it could contribute to mental health issues. So I'm just trying these things, trying to see what works, etc. So as the journey went on, 30 days go on, great. I said, you know what? I need another 30 days. So I did another 30 days and I started to see results. I'll give you just a snapshot of my results. Again, this is just my experience. It doesn't necessarily mean your experience, but as a guy, middle-aged, I lost about 2.5 inches on my waist. So my clothes definitely fit better. You can tell by your belt buckles, all that great stuff. So that really was a big driver. Now, I'm not finished, because what I started doing now is, okay, I went through and eliminated all these foods. Then I've been slowly adding them back to see how it affects me. And I have seen when I started adding some things back, like for instance, I had some, a bunch of dairy just to kind of test it out. Ooh, I felt a little bloated and didn't feel great. I had some beans and I felt a little sluggish. So I'm not saying that I have to eliminate those completely, but I know that maybe those are things I should minimize and not eat completely. So what I'm doing right now is I'm trying to figure out, okay, I can't eliminate things forever. So how do I add some things back in a moderate way and not be as focused exactly on reducing every piece of sugar that's out there, like sugar and salad dressings and all sorts of things. Ketchup. Yes, there's sugar in ketchup. So I am trying to see, and then doing this for a couple of weeks, if I kind of let go a little bit of the control of trying to be very, very stringent to see if I start to slip and move away from the successes that I've had. And back to our listener who said, Sean, I appreciate you trying new things and reporting back to you. I will report back to you and let you know how it works. So thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Happy Brain. We have a lot of interviews coming up, so stay tuned and let's make your brain happy. Thank you for listening to another episode of Happy Brain. If you enjoyed this, make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you have an extra second, leave us an honest review over on iTunes or your Apple podcasting app. And until next time, my friends, keep that brain of yours happy.